This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
About 30 minutes ago or so, the question was asked, the Atlanta Falcons, you know, they're playing the New England Patriots Sunday in the Super Bowl. And the question was asked, when was the last, or how many times has the Falcons played in the Super Bowl? Only one other time, and that was in 1998. They lost to the Denver Broncos 34 to 19. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley and J.J. Jasper.
You know, boss, we're always asking folks to send us an email to comments at AFR.net.
Are we, Jim?
We do, especially during today's issues and Trivia Friday.
Uh-huh.
And so one of those came in today, and I'm not sure who it's from, but it asked the question, the only team to lose the Super Bowl and have a player named the MVP. And the answer, we Googled it, I'm not going to lie to you. The answer, though, was Chuck Howley. And he played for the Dallas Cowboys, but they lost to the Baltimore Colts in 1971.
1971 was the year.
Chuck Howley?
Chuck Howley.
Oh, Mr. Miss Howley's
That's
boy.
That's right. And I think his cow was out in the corn.
He was warned about it, though. Absolutely warned about it. I don't have any sympathy.
Wait, how do you lose the game, but then you get to be MVP?
Yeah.
That seems like kind of an oxymoron sports-wise.
Yeah.
So I didn't dig that deep. I apologize. I only got the name. But I can look deeper if you wish.
No, that's interesting trivia. Maybe our listeners will want to do that.
There you go.
When they're not watching the fun commercials or enjoying the good snacks this coming Sunday.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones we go.
Oh, here we go. Got to get the other screen up.
Did we repeat our questions?
We have not.
Well, take this phone call and then we'll do that.
All right, here we go. We're going to talk to Ada. Ada, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey.
How you doing, Ada?
It's Adia.
Adia, I'm sorry.
Adia, A-D-I-A?
Mm-hmm.
All right, from Oklahoma. Where do you live in Oklahoma?
Clinton County, Broken Bow.
All right. Well, if I'm looking at a map now, are you right in the middle of the state?
Far southeast.
Far southeast. Okay, wonderful. Well, thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to ask.
All right, fire away.
Let me think. Okay, who was America named after?
Who was America named after?
Americus. Mm-hmm. Americus.
Let us talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, he was a map maker. His name was Americus.
Gold, wasn't it? Amerigold?
No, it was not Van.
JJ, you're looking at me like
he
doesn't
know.
Clue.
No, Professor, it's not Professor.
This is not me.
Van Brugge or something like that.
I know what you're saying. It's Italian.
Italian map maker.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Columbus, you know, the whole
we're
thing.
You understand. You hear Americus. Our heart. You hear our heart, don't you?
We ought to get partial credit. Yeah, I don't. Van Pusey, I don't remember his last name.
No, Putin. Adia, what's the answer?
Adia?
Amerigo Vespucci.
That's what we're talking about.
There you go.
Which is also a very good dish at Olive Garden. It's right now. If you go to the inside when they put their specials,
right?
Which don't last forever. They're like the end of February. You won't be able to find it.
Right. Or by the end of lunch.
Yeah.
So,
Adia, thanks for calling. Very good question. We appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. God bless.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Now we shall repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
There you go, boss. You got it in again.
Yes.
Good deal.
Yeah.
The Walker Law, passed in 1920 in New York, was a law regulating which sport? And then my other question is, how many Super Bowls has Tom Brady appeared in? How many times has he played in a Super Bowl?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. Which starting quarterback has won a Super Bowl with two different teams? Second question, which team won the first ever Super Bowl? Then the third question, what word is the name of a two-hulled boat? You got a sailboat out there with two hulls. What do you call that?
All right, my questions include the following. Who wrote God Bless America? God Bless America, the song? I want to know who penned that. Number two, what is the root of all evil? What is the root of all evil?
And you want the exact answer.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I know what Jim's saying. A lot of people get it wrong. They misspeak when they give the answer to that.
Right. I want to know, what's the root of all evil?
That's a graduate question, people. You got to be on your toes.
That's going to be worth 25% of your grade, so don't mess that up for a lot of different reasons.
Back to the phones.
Talking to Titus from Alabama. Titus, welcome to Trivia Friday. Go ahead and turn your radio all the way down for us.
Hey.
Turn your radio down, and then you can talk to us directly.
Hey,
I wanted to do both.
Okay, you wanted to do both? Which one do you want to answer, Titus?
The one about the root of all evil.
Okay, here's the question. What is the root of all evil? And the answer is?
The love of money.
The love of money.
That's right. Well done.
The love of money is the root of all evil. That is a biblical...
It is.
Statement.
And most people say that money is the root of all evil, but Scripture says the love of money.
Right. The love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself.
Right.
Money can be a good thing. It's not evil.
That's right.
Especially if you want to live in a house, eat.
Well, yeah.
Clothes, riding a car. Money comes in handy.
It does.
Yeah.
Hey, Titus.
All right, Titus, what's your question?
My grandmother used to say, being poor is not a sin, but it sure is mighty inconvenient.
Somebody said that, you know, money doesn't buy happiness, and I said, well, I'd sure like to give it a shot.
That's right. I'll take a chance.
I'd like to see if that's true or not. I'd like to, you know. All right, Titus, go ahead. Do you have a question for us?
Where did fire ants first land at in the United States?
Where did fire ants first land in the United States?
All right, guys, I'm going to say either like Texas or Florida, and I'm just kind of thinking, did they come up through Central America?
This sounds like they're on a ship, on a mission.
No, they are on a mission. It's to cause you pain.
That's right.
And to build these mounds all over your yard and keep
fire ants. You get bit by a fire ant.
You know it.
That will also test the fruits of the Spirit in your life.
And those of you living in the
self-control.
Those of you living in the North have no idea what we're talking about. In the South, there are these ants that sting almost as bad as a honeybee, and they're teeny tiny. They're everywhere. They build these little mounds in your yard.
Little mounds?
Yeah. And Dave Ramsey never mentioned about allowing fire ant poison in your budget. I spend $10 a week trying to get rid of those dudes. You kill one, the other one pops up just 3 feet over.
All right, so back to Titus's question.
Texas or Florida for me, guys?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Texas.
I haven't studied my fire ants recently, so I don't know. Go ahead, Titus. Texas?
Mobile.
Mobile was one of the early ports, and so they probably came off of a boat.
Where'd they come from, though, originally, fire ants? Are they Mexican or from the Caribbean?
Where'd they come from?
Uh-oh, here we go.
They're using a lifeline.
Yep, there's a lifeline going out.
Hey, that's okay, but look, we just know that we wish they'd never come over here.
That's true. Titus,
they're moving farther north.
You know, you were
I don't care if they're legal or not legal or whatever. They shouldn't be here.
He's kind of proud of that because he's from Alabama.
Yeah.
Titus, I want you to know that we are holding you personally responsible for the fire ants.
Thank you, Titus. Titus asking a fire ant question. We hadn't had one in a while. You know, and
You know what? I bet it was in Sacagawea's lunch bag.
Fire ants?
Yeah.
Jim, you could be right. We had the little known story there. I did see a special on 60 Minutes about that one time, but I've forgotten all the answers. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley and J.J. Jasper. We call this
Learning University.
Learning University's got 15 minutes left. And here's our phone number. I have to get the phone number. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. If you want to get on the air with us, please don't call if you've been on the air in the last 4 weeks with us here on the program. Today's Issues Facebook page is available for you there, and you can watch the show. You can send us an email at comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. Back to the – I tell you what, let's repeat our questions for the last time this show, okay, or this class session. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, sir, I have two. The Walker Law, passed in 1920 in New York, was a law regulating which sport? And then how many Super Bowls has Tom Brady appeared in his career?
Which starting quarterback has won a Super Bowl with two different teams? Which starting quarterback has won a Super Bowl with two different teams? Second question, which team was the very first ever to win a Super Bowl? Super Bowl I, who is the winner? And then, what word is the name of a boat with two hulls? If a boat has two hulls, what do you call it?
H-U-L-L-S.
Yes.
Boat's got two of those?
Yes.
It's called like, it's like a camel with two humps.
Exactly.
Right?
The camel it
has a name.
Yeah. Opposed to, huh?
It has a name.
Ocean camel out there.
Right.
Jim Croce. 1971.
That's great.
Yeah, what word is the name of? Hey, that's some trivia right there. You reached way back to get that.
My question is, what's the name of the individual who wrote God Bless America?
Wasn't Jeremiah Wright. That was a whole different thing.
No, it was a whole different thing. This gentleman wrote the wonderful patriotic tribute to our country we know as God Bless America. That song, I want to know who wrote it. Back to the phone.
All right, Sean, it's your shot here at Trivia Friday. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
All right, sir, which one did you want to answer?
I'll answer the one about the boat, two hulls.
Okay, Sean, before I ask the question, we haven't even asked anybody who's going to win the Super Bowl Sunday.
You know, I got the Patriots. I'd like to know, why are there so many cheating allegations when you don't need any?
That's
anyway,
right.
That's true.
There you go.
And, you know, they talk about
Deflategate.
That's
a country song.
It is. They talk about Deflategate from last year. But when they checked them and they came back at halftime, you know, the Patriots scored more in the second half.
Figure it out.
Right. But there's Cameragate and all this other stuff. But you don't need it, so why
no,
do you do it?
You're exactly right. You don't need it. Hey, Sean, here's the question. What is the name of a boat with two hulls?
Catamaran.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Catamaran. That's the name of a...
Yeah, you see those sailboats or even a big ship that's got two hulls. It's a catamaran.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
Yep.
Where does that word come from, I wonder? Where does it originate? And did it come over with the fire ants?
It probably helped transport
the fire
ants. I think
it's one and the same.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Started in Mobile. They started calling them that.
Wow.
Sean, what's your question for us?
Okay, well, this is a serious question, unfortunately.
Uh-oh.
But, yeah. What is the name of the only person who was branded by court order? And where is he buried?
Who is the only person who in our country's history who was ever branded by court order? And what was? And where is he buried?
Yep.
Now, just knee jerk, I'm going to guess it was a slave, which is such a blight on American history. But I don't know which slave or where.
We don't know. The answer is we don't know, Sean. What's the answer?
Yeah, unfortunately, I only knew it when I did a report, and nobody here where I live knows it. It is Muskegon, Michigan. He's born. He's buried just a couple of blocks from my apartment here. Hmm. And his name is John Walker, and he was a ship's captain that probably knew what trouble he was getting himself into and didn't really want to do it. He ended up trying to take some slaves to, I think, Cuba or Bermuda. That's where he got caught. And he was branded for slave stealing. SS was branded on his hand.
Wow. Okay. Did not know that. That's interesting. Hey, Sean, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that history.
You.
All right, bye-bye.
God bless. Have a good weekend.
In Michigan there, Sean calls from Michigan. From Michigan we go where, Jim?
We head to Virginia, and we're going to talk to Jim. Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I believe I'll do both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
Well, there's a couple I could, but let's go with who wrote God Bless America.
All right. Who wrote the patriotic classic God Bless America?
I believe that was Irving Berlin.
Irving Berlin.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Irving Berlin. Do you know when that was?
It was around 1918 or so, because it was right as World War One patriotic song.
Okay. Oh, okay. That I didn't know that. I was trying to think back when he lived about the turn of the century. So that was written after World War One. What a great song. God bless America.
Now, I don't want to show my ignorance, but I was thinking it was Catherine Bates, and that who what did she write when she was there
at
Pike's
Norman's
Peak?
Mom?
Pike's, no. It might even been not her, the wrong last
Pike's
name.
Pike's Peak?
Pike's Peak. She stopped right there and looked out over the Purple Mountain Majesty.
She wrote
what
America.
Got to the prairie from the oceans white with foam.
Sing a little bit more. We're almost we've almost
that?
Got it.
No, I don't know.
God
don't
bless
know.
America.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Have a great weekend. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir. It's a fairly easy one. Since we're staying on a military theme, what was the only college in the United States to fight as a unit during the Civil War?
Wow, that's some good trivia history. The only college that fought as a unit in the Civil War.
The only, Virginia Military Institute.
Absolutely.
Oh,
wow,
that
was Professor Jim that got that. Jim Stanley, extraordinary.
That's right. And they said the general cried when he placed the order to put the boys in.
Yeah.
Well, that's great history right there. Well, Trivia Friday, well, thanks for calling, brother. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, thanks for calling. Irving Berlin did write God Bless America in the year 1918, and it was revised by him in the year 1938. I don't know what he revised. So the later version has notably been recorded by Kate Smith. Of course, that's a great opera singer.
Right.
But anyway, JJ, you pose a good question.
Who's the Catherine? Which patriotic song was written on Pike's Peak? That's what you can Google. Because when I took that little cog rail car up to Pike's Peak, they stopped right there and said, here's where the lady wrote that. And she was going up in a wagon pulled by
I'm
a
typing
team of horses.
In Pike's Peak patriotic song, right?
Yeah.
That America the Beautiful.
America.
Told ya.
Okay,
beautiful.
Different from God Bless America. Yep. America the Beautiful. Right. All right, we got time for maybe two or three more phone calls here.
And
our mystery question has not been answered.
It has not, but we
it
have.
It remains a mystery.
It does. We have Brian from Mississippi who may get it. Brian, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I was going to answer one, and I hope it's still out there because I was kind of off the radio for a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. So if you didn't, if you don't know then that it's been answered, then you haven't heard the answer.
All right. Well, I was going to answer the one about the quarterback that won two Super Bowls.
Yeah. Hey, before I give you this one, Brian, who's going to win Sunday? Who are you picking to win?
Atlanta.
Okay. All right. You're going with the Falcons. All right. Here's the question you asked about. Which starting quarterback has won a Super Bowl with two different teams?
All right, I'm going to say Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Oh!
Now look at that. See, I put Brian on, I called him out, and he got the mystery question.
Yeah, that cowbell. Oh, ring that cowbell one more time, Brent, so we can relive that moment.
Hey.
It's instant replay right here. Instant replay.
I love it.
I'm from Mississippi, so I know about them cowbells.
You know about that cowbell.
More cowbell.
I got a senior. My daughter's a senior in college there, so that's a sweet sound to me, too.
Yep, that's the
– Yeah.
We ring the cowbell for Mississippi State fans.
Every time I hear that cowbell or see a dollar sign, it makes me think of Mississippi State.
Where were we?
He got it right. The Peyton Manning. He won a Super Bowl with the Colts and Denver Broncos. You're going to get a travel mug. And Brian,
yeah,
you
want to
stay on the line.
I'm going to put you on hold.
That's awesome.
He might have a question for us.
Did you have a question for us?
I guess I was just going to ask, do you know what the two Super Bowls that he won, which ones they were?
Yeah, it was the Colts and Denver Broncos.
But, you know,
the
like
number.
What year?
Oh,
the numbers.
The numbers, yeah.
2 and 3.
No, a couple of years ago he was the Bronco. Was the when he was with the Broncos? That was just a couple of years.
I know. I was being facetious.
It was last year.
It was Super Bowl 41 with the Colts,
right?
And then Super Bowl 50 with the Broncos.
One of the funniest commercials this year was that commercial with Peyton Manning, and he's calling his brother. Eli Manning, Peyton Manning sitting in his apartment or his house in his robe, you know, flipping channels.
Retired
like with nothing. He doesn't know what to do during football season because he's always played, and he's got his Rolodex out or his sheet of paper inviting friends over, and he calls his brother Eli and says, hey, you want to come over today and watch? And he goes, Eli goes, I'm playing today. What do you mean?
Right.
Come over and watch football.
Right.
And he says,
that's a good one.
Okay, then I'll pencil you in for Tuesday.
And then on his blank calendar, he writes.
Yeah. Anyway, that was funny.
All right, Brian, going to put you on hold, buddy. Thanks for calling, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We got questions that have gone unanswered.
We do.
Then we don't have time to take another one. What do you have, Jim? Professor Jim?
The Walker Law, passed in 1920 in New York, was a law regulating which sport?
I'm going to say coon dog hunting because Walker is a coon dog. You got Redbone, Walkers,
true.
And some of the others. So I'm going to say sport of coon dog hunting.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go with JJ on
Are
that.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I feel like a blind man.
I had confidence
close
in you.
To the ditch.
Walking... I don't know. What is it? What's the answer?
The Walker Law was passed to regulate boxing.
Boxing. Why? To regulate it. You mean it was underground?
Okay.
It was illegal.
Here's a trivia boxing thing. It's the only sport you don't know if you're winning. You don't know who's winning or losing to the very end. And that's the only sport where that happens.
Unless you're knocked out.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Which case is...
How many Super Bowls has Tom Brady appeared in?
This is 6 right here, I think, or 7.
This will be 7. He has appeared in 6.
Here's what I've got. Which team won the very first Super Bowl?
Green Bay Packers.
They won 1 and 2.
Yep,
they beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the first.
You're exactly right.
And it wasn't even called
Steelers in the second?
The first Super Bowl wasn't even called Super Bowl. It was called something else.
Right.
Listen, Jim, thank you. JJ, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
By the way, Tom Brady has been MVP 3 times.
Maybe 4
Maybe
after
4.
Sunday night. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio.